Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so it's time for you to pick the Bills. Now, I was thinking about this because each week it gets shorter and shorter. You know, the start of the season, pick the Bills is a blast because you've got 16 games to pick.
Yeah, blast.
You know, we run through the whole schedule. Mm-hmm. And as it gets later on in the season, you know, the segment gets shorter and shorter. Here we are in the playoffs. There's a maximum of two games left. And these games, I mean, they deserve a lot of attention more than just, you know, like Bills, Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's just hit the open and let's just roll with it, because I had an idea of how we should tackle this.
A tradition unlike any other.
Yes, I'm picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl again.
Wow. An unwavering pick.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Never ever before taken the Super Bowl away from them. So, with that in mind, let's go. Bills, Ravens.
I think this will be a very close game. I think you're on the edge of your seat at the end of the game, but I think the Bills will prevail.
Guns it into the end zone. Intercepted! Intercepted by Taron Johnson, and he brings it out, and he's still on the run. He may go all the way. Gets a block at the 20, 10, 5, touchdown! Taron Johnson goes 102 yards.
I hope it's not the last edition of Howard Picks the Bills.
I hope it is. I can't
handle this stress.
I know it means they lose. No, you know what I meant. I'm just, you know, not a big fan of it.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
We should have recorded you saying, I think it's going to be a close game. I've seen a pick six at 101 yards.
Oh, yeah, right. Can you post edit?
Just seamlessly put it in there.
You know, guys,
like, wow, Howard saw that
for
coming.
For some reason, I've had Taron Johnson in my head all week. I don't know why. I'm not sure what will happen, but I think, yeah, let's post edit this stuff so it sounds like I know what I'm actually talking about.
So, all right. The small tweak to pick the Bills that I will submit to you is simply this. Here we go. AFC Championship game. Mahomes is playing. I think we've got every reason to expect that he's going to play, right? Concussion protocol for him, it doesn't really mean much other than it's like an injury designation. He can run through it all. He can go through practice. He can practice every day. He can practice fully. So in order to extend this segment a little bit and have a little bit more fun, let's start with Chiefs-Bills first quarter. What do you think?
Oh, I'm supposed to pick each quarter? You're killing me. Hang on. I just want to...
Maybe give us some more
details. I got to send an email to our boss real quick. Dear Alan, regarding 2 weeks' notice. Okay, hold on 1 second. Send.
I'm just trying to, you know, flesh it out a little bit more. All right. Bills, Chiefs, what do you think?
So, you know, it's funny. Maybe for 9 o'clock we can go back to that. I was looking at the game, the first matchup with them yesterday. I went back into the game book and my notes and reading recaps and all that stuff. And going to go out on a limb and say I don't think Kansas City has the ball for 37 minutes and 45 seconds in this game.
No.
Crazy things in that game going on that night.
There really were. I mean, it was the Bills Josh Allen passed for 122 yards.
It was his season low, not surprisingly, for yards and completion percentage. Let's see what else. Diggs, not coincidentally, his second lowest number of the season. They had the ball for 6.5 minutes in the second half. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
We knew that Kansas City always had the ball, but if you broke it down in the second half, the Bills offense was on the field for 6 minutes and 33 seconds in the final 30 minutes of the game. You know, that's not happening again. No Milano, no Knox, no Feliciano, no Levi Wallace. Browns hobbled. There was a lot of crap going on in that game that night.
If you were to swap the Bills and the Chiefs,
yeah,
records, uniforms, point differential, the Bills the team that the Bills are, which would then be the Chiefs, I'm going to make my brain freeze, would be favored in this game. The Chiefs are favored on reputation, and here's an example of that. Matthew Fairburn of The Athletic had a good stat on this.
Yeah.
That since that Bills-Chiefs game in Week 6, the Bills lead the NFL in point differential.
Oh, yeah.
And their point differential in that span is a full touchdown per game better than the Chiefs.
Well, the Chiefs haven't won a game by more than one score since, I believe, November 1st.
Yeah, and that's not to say that there's some
phony. They're winning.
Phony, yeah, they're winning. Yeah, they're good, of course. Yeah. It's just that I think there's a lot of, obviously, trust and reputation here.
Yeah.
That they won it last year. They're at home. They can flip a switch. They sure looked like they were flipping a switch against the Browns before Mahomes got hurt.
Yeah, see, that's why you almost, I mean, I don't want anybody getting hurt anyway, but he almost would have, like, how much of that was Mahomes gets hurt and leaves in the third quarter, because the narrative of the Chiefs has been they're winning. They're not blowing teams out. Like, they're not winning by 14 and 17 and 24. They're winning by 3, by 7, by 6. Because the way that game started, Jeremy, those first two drives for Kansas City sure looked like
easy.
They could score at will on Cleveland, and they were going to get 50. And then what happened? They start having some issues. They miss a field goal. They have some red zone problems. And all of a sudden, you know, I know Henny comes in, so the 22 has an asterisk on it. But basically, teams are hanging around the Chiefs. They can't put anybody away.
Well, the game that they lost, they have one loss this year.
Yeah,
they were
Raiders.
Up big.
Yeah.
They were up big on the Raiders.
Yeah, and the Raiders had a monster second half in that game.
That's right. They did not put them away.
Right. And that, again, so they're, again, they're winning. I'm not trying to tell you that they're not a good 14-2 or 15-2 team.
No.
But they're scoring. They're winning. They're just not able to put games away. Right? We were having this discussion about the Bills earlier in the season.
I wouldn't say they're not able to. It's a very small difference that they haven't.
Yes.
Now, what,
sure. It is within their ability to do
right.
it. They're just not doing it.
And here, to me, is what's different. I think both of these teams will approach this game with the mindset of, you have to put this team away.
Yeah.
You know, you can't let them stay in it. You're playing the Raiders in Week 4. I'm not sure that the Chiefs are all that concerned about the Raiders coming back. It's Week 4. It's the Raiders.
Yep.
You know, if you're Andy Reid coaching this week and you're 14-0 with the ball in a 4th-and-2, you might say, we've got to keep going.
Yeah, I think both coaches would.
Yes, exactly. We've got to keep going.
Sorry, yeah.
You're going to get a lot of tweets of, you don't beat the blank
with field goals. Yep. No, I agree. Look, we've said that about other teams facing the Bills. We have said, I don't know what game it was, but one of the games in December, I'm like, go ahead, kick a field goal when you're down in the red zone. You're not winning this game with field goals. It's the Bills. And I think both coaches, look, McDermott's from the Andy Reid tree. I think both coaches are going to be aggressive. Both coaches would go on 4th down. Both coaches are going to be going for touchdowns and not field goals. I absolutely would agree to that mindset. I lost track. Did I pick the game yet? Or am I going back to the first quarter?
Like to say, I am eagerly awaiting your pick from the recklessly optimistic bunker. Optimism bunker?
You know.
Bills Chiefs.
I am fascinated by what the plan will be and the approach the Bills are going to take in this game. There's no way the Bills' offense can be as ineffective as it was in the first game. No way. And again, I don't think they'll be on the field for 22 minutes plus. I thought Sean McDermott had an interesting comment about that game. Maybe it was even, I don't know if it was this week or after the game. Anyway, it wasn't necessarily that the game plan was wrong. They had to get back to their technique, stop the run, do a better job of getting off the field. So it almost sounded like they're going to do it again. Why would we want to let them beat us over the top? They're still going to want to do that. They'll keep their safeties back. They don't want explosive plays. And they're going to do everything in their power and figure, you know what, we just had gap issues or whatever the problem was, or our defense playing better. I think they're going to do a similar game plan. I think they'll do a better job of getting Kansas City off the field. There's no way the Bills' offense will be held down like the Chiefs did that first matchup. I think the passing game will be back. It'll have a big game. They'll put up points. The Bills' defense will get a couple of key stops somewhere. The Bills win this game. I'm going 34-31.
Okay. Beat the Chiefs. Meanwhile, there's a comment from Leslie Frazier this week, or maybe it wasn't Leslie Frazier, it was a defensive player. Somebody said it, and I thought, either Leslie Frazier said it and I saw that, or a defensive player saw it and I thought, ooh, Leslie Frazier's probably banging that home in meetings. Mahomes will give you a couple chances to pick him off a game.
Yeah, and you got to make the play on him. Right.
Interceptable passes.
Yeah, I think it was Frazier. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. he will give you a chance or two, and he's the best, yeah. But you're still going to get your hands on a ball or two, and if you can make that play, obviously, I mean, that's going to be very big. So the Bills are preaching, we're going to get a look at this. We're going to get one or two,
and you got to
make that play.
You have Milano. You know, that's really important.
Unbeaten with
he
Milano
doesn't play in that game. And remember, so you get Milano back. He can hopefully help cover Kelsey. Although Kelsey didn't have a lot of yards in that game, but he had two touchdown catches. Hill was a complete non-factor. We'll do this at 9. I don't want to get into all the numbers. But you get Milano back, and he can help out for sure. Because remember, what else was going on in that game? Not only did you not have Milano, they had to play A.J. Klein. This was the pre-A.J. Klein. This was when he was still missing tackles and out of position. This was when he wasn't playing well, and we were all yelling at the TV, why is he on the field? And then, of course, A.J. Klein became a much better football player. So there was a lot of stuff going. And Edmonds wasn't getting off blocks. He wasn't effective at all. He's still coming back from the injury. He wasn't 100%. Anyway, it'll be a different outcome this time.
Okay, so Bills to the Super Bowl to play the winner of Packers-Bucks. Quick thing on the NFC.
Yeah.
I saw this from football perspective, and this is right up my alley. I always want to know stuff like this. So you've heard of the old adage, well, it's hard to beat a team three times,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the Saints were trying to beat the Bucks three times. And is it hard to beat a team three times? Well, football perspective has the stats on this. Actually, if you've beaten them the first two times, going into that game, teams that were 2-0 were 12-5 against the team that they have beaten twice.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to beat a team three times because, one, it's hard to play a team three times. Two, if you're playing a team three times, you're both playoff teams.
Right.
Like, of course it's hard to beat a team three times. And even in that scenario, teams that had gone 2-0 had a 2-1 winning rate over that team. But the Bucs get the win.
Yeah.
They go to the NFC Championship game. So there you go. Next time you hear somebody say it's hard to beat a team three times,
yeah,
not so if you've gone 2-0 to start. Although the Saints did lose. Okay, so I think we go Packers here, Brayton. We're picking. I want to pick the Packers to win this game.
I want to pick the Packers, yes.
Okay. Should we do the Brady thing just for the entertainment value so we can say Howard picked the Bills to beat Tom Brady? You know what? Let's do it.
I hate you both.
All right, so
let's do it.
Bucks win?
I really hate you both.
Bucks.
Let me just get
all right.
Let me get my will out here, and we're just going to rip you guys right out of the will. Hold on.
Post-game interview, Andrews is asking Tom Brady about living in Florida, and, like, your blood is thinned out a little bit. Now you're going back up into the cold environment.
Yeah.
You know, what's that going to be like for you? And he certainly played plenty of games in those kind of environments. So
he did, yeah.
He knows a little bit what it's about.
So you guys are picking the Bucks, you two pieces of garbage?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
let's
picking
do it.
The Bucks. Also, one thing I wanted to mention that I forgot to in that first matchup. Have you seen the spread if Mahomes plays versus the spread if Mahomes doesn't play?
No. Is it?
They're
7 points. Flip it.
It's a 7
so
point
the
swing.
Bills would be favored then?
Yes.
Really?
7 point swing
wow.
on Mahomes
oh
if
goodness.
He were to not play.
Wow.
Yeah. Quarterbacks will swing a point spread. No, almost nothing else.
Sure. I mean, imagine if Allen wasn't playing in this game.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. Let's not even imagine that, by the way.
Super Bowl 55 against Tampa. Road game for the Bills. Uh-oh. Actually, they're good on the road. Who cares? And it's a
they're very good on the road this year, right?
They
weren't they? Were they 7-1? Six
they
and
lost
seven.
They lost
Tennessee
in Arizona.
Arizona 6-2 on yeah. the road. Soon to be 7-2.
Soon to be 7-2, if they win in Kansas City, right?
You know,
Super Bowl 55. Time to exercise the demons. Bills, Bucks.
Did you guys do this on purpose? Just to get people to hate me if I didn't pick the Bills to win this game?
You know, you could really play a little bit of a card here. If you were to somehow pick the Bucks to win this, you probably shouldn't come in the rest of the week.
Ooh.
Right?
Are you allowing me to take the rest of the week off?
I'm just saying.
I might want to change addresses and leave town.
Delete your Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go into hiding.
I'm talking witness protection at this point, right?
It would be bad if you were to do this. So choose wisely.
You know, look, that'd be a great game. It really would. I look, either way, Green Bay or Tampa, obviously you're not getting a slouch team. But Brady's had a phenomenal year. They've got multiple weapons, you know, in terms of their passing game. I'd be much more concerned about the matchup in terms of the Bills' defense against the other team's offense playing Tampa. I know, you know, Devontae Adams, my guess is the Bills would focus on him. With Tampa, Evans and Brown and Godwin And I don't even know if Scotty Miller's playing these days.
Brown got hurt last game. Didn't play the entire second half.
Okay, so but they got the kid, is it Scotty Miller, the kid from Bowling Green? He's really good, too. That's a really tough matchup. But, hey, man, it's our year. Team of destiny. Doesn't matter. They'll beat Brady, and they'll exercise your demons if you're all into that stuff. They're just they're an unstoppable force right now.
While we're at it.
Kyle Brandt says this a lot better than I do and much more inspirational, but no, I'll take the Bills.
I would say...
What? And then Brady retires because he lost to the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Here's my take on it. Root for the Packers.
Oh, my God. With all every fiber in my body, I'm rooting
for the
Packers.
That because of Brady.
I do.
I don't say that because of Brady. If you let's pretend it's any other quarterback.
Yeah.
The Bucs have a top five defense.
Yeah, they're good.
The Packers is not close.
Correct, right. They're they're overall a better team, I believe.
Right. They're a better team. The Bucs are the only team that have top five units in both offense and defense on DVOA from Football Outsiders. They have a very good defense. They just activated Vita Vey with designation to return. So they're adding to that defense right now.
It's good secondary.
Yes.
Really is a good secondary. Antoine Winfield Jr. has had a hell of a year for them. They're good back there. They're multiple weapons, Jeremy, on offense. Their depth of weapons on offense, wide receivers, tight ends, even their backs, if Ronald Jones is healthy. It's a very good team.
Yeah, I mean, if Brady were playing for the Packers, I would say root for that team. But Brady plays for the team with the better defense.
Yeah.
And
are they on some hellacious winning streak, too?
Not
I should double
really.
Check. No, I thought they were on... I got to see what they were out of their
bye. They're good here in the playoffs, but they thought they got pasted by New Orleans relatively late in the season. No, they're on a win streak since their bye.
Yeah, that's what it was. They haven't lost since coming out of their bye. Okay.
Yeah, they lost 3 out of 4 to the
late
Saints, Rams, and Chiefs. Had a bye.
Yep.
And then, I mean, hold on, though. If we're being honest, none of the teams they've beaten are impressive until New Orleans.
Yeah.
It was Minnesota, Atlanta, Detroit, Atlanta, Washington.
Yeah. It's a little bit of Baltimore's closing schedule.
Yeah. You know? There's not a really impressive team there. In fact, Atlanta, right. Detroit, Atlanta, Washington, aren't they without a coach? They're all coaching
teams.
Yeah,
they would have had interim coaches in
those
games.
And the Detroit game, they actually literally didn't have a coach.
Oh, that's right. Was that the COVID game? Yeah.
47-7. So they're rolling, but yeah, it's not like they've had a great degree of difficulty. The Saints was their first tough opponent, and they took care of business.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!